for it.
Fetty Wap, short for fettuccine wet ass pussy. Idiosyncrasies. Yeah.
Wow.
That was something. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Jared.
How do we do this? I feel.
I don't know. We're
virgin.
2 weeks out. What?
Touched for the very first time.
Please stop.
Like a perfect
Please stop.
With your heartbeat next to mine.
Fun fact, Trey, that song's in Moulin Rouge.
I have not watched Moulin Rouge yet.
It's not on the list either. I need to add it.
I should have asked you for your DVD while you were in town.
Bro, I have my disc reader now.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, as always, we're going to talk about the music we want to talk about and then add to our list, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. Jared said he's got some bangers, so
I'm gonna hit you with 4 songs today.
Holy fuck nuts.
So, off camera, I stated I've been listening to a lot of Gnarls Barkley, which is CeeLo Green and the other guy I don't remember. But there's a TikTok about it, but it was just talking about how they took like a modern approach to soul music. I fucking love soul music. So we're going to go Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
No, not Crazy Train.
And then also by Gnarls Barkley, we're going to do Run, and then in parentheses, I'm a Natural Disaster. Trey, if you listen to this one, it has a lick that is in X-Men First Class when they're recruiting.
Oh,
okay. I don't think it's that song, because I think they sampled a song for this song.
Gotcha.
But it's the same one.
Oh, okay.
And I've also been on a big Queen kick recently.
Ooh, Queen is good.
So we're gonna do Headlong by Queen. That's just, it's very like typical kind of like hairband heavy type shit that I like.
That Innuendo album is legit one of my favorite albums ever. I love that album.
And then, fuck, there's so many songs I want to add, but I gotta limit myself. I'll have pick a number 1 through 4.
3.
Okay, so this one makes me think of you guys. It's called Why Can't I Touch It?
That's why we both chose 3.
But the band's called Buzzcocks.
Nice.
One word.
Yeah, sounds right.
2001 remastered version.
That checks.
The album single's Going Steady.
God, these guys look fucking old. Except for that one guy, which he is definitely like, he wants to be old, but he's just not.
He wants to be old, but he's young at heart.
He's a fucking pacemaker making his cock buzz.
Okay, for me, I got 3 songs. First one, it's Dogs by Pink Floyd. Banger song. The next song is another Pink Floyd song, Waiting for the Worms. It's got some racist shit in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we hear it. Idiosyncrasies. Love racist shit.
No, we don't.
No.
In music.
In the music. And then my 2 other songs, it's All Mine by Portishead and Sour Times by Portishead as well. Okay. Quay.
All right, we're going to do I Love You Like an Alcoholic by The Taxpayers.
Fuck you.
It played the other day on something I was watching. I was like, damn, you know what? I haven't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that in a long time. Probably last time I heard it was probably at your house.
Probably, yeah. Cough Syrup by Young the Giant. Actually, no.
Aw, fuck you.
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cough Syrup by Young the Giant.
And then Cough Syrup by, didn't Butthole Surfers make a...
No.
I love the Butthole Surfers. Okay, they're great.
They are great, yeah.
I actually do love them.
World's Smallest Violin, AJR.
Fuck you.
God damn it.
No, that's a good song. Oh, shit.
Some Nights. Some Nights by Fun.
Looks like Trey's having a late 90s Gen Z week.
I've been having that. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm down with the sickness, is what I might say.
No, I wouldn't, but okay.
So, gaslighting women.
Okay. Good start. Good start.
I just took a drink from my bottle.
For those of you who were present during the beginning of this show, I was told Trey, I was like, I'm just going to find a fucking tweet that I think is stupid. We'll read it first and then go. So that's where today's intro came from. But I'm just scrolling through the Twitter. If your boyfriend likes a girl's picture, it's because he thinks she's prettier than you and wishes you looked like her.
Jesus Christ.
Ah, fuck.
Not going to lie, though. Rain gets like that pretty bad. Like, I don't even like anything on it.
I don't even like women.
No,
my girlfriend gets real weird about it.
No, babe, you're different. You're different.
You're different.
You're not a woman.
You're one of the boys.
But, like, she's not too bad about it, but she'll be like, but, like, I've had some exes where they legit won't even let me have, like, my family members and stuff. Like, it got that bad where she tried to force me to like delete my sister and my mom. I'm like, no, are you fucking no? Are you kidding me?
Like, when was the last time we did a show? It feels like it's been so long.
2 weeks, like 3 weeks ago, because we didn't do the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, because last time we did it, my room was different.
Yep.
So it was Trey's.
Yeah. So last time we did this, I was in a whole different room.
Yeah.
A whole different house. Yeah, I moved back in my parents' house. So.
You'd admit that?
Such is the times.
You. You moved out of your parents' house into your parents' house.
Yeah, I moved out of my childhood home, which was my parents' house, into my parents' house.
Struggle. Imagine like telling someone that though, it's like, yeah, I moved out of my parents' house, and my parents' house are like, what?
What?
upgrades.
I haven't talked to you guys in like 3 years.
Yeah.
We lost our minds a couple days ago on Valorant. So I guess we should.
Just for some context for our listeners, usually when we don't have a show, we still kind of like play video games and stuff, but I've actually been like gone for like a week and a half, and it's really fucked with me.
Yeah, we had a lot of character. We had a lot of character development when Jared was gone.
Yeah,
a lot of lore was building up.
Playing a lot of Valorant.
Yeah, a lot of Valorant. Trey,
y'all were fucking gaming. I was nose to the grindstone. Okay, I have a meeting with the creative director of Hudson and Park, based out of Boston, to be a contracted animator for an exhibit.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like how the way that you're saying though, you're like, man, I'm doing all these things, but yet my friends are having so much fun. No,
you don't, bro. I don't even like get FOMO often, right? Like, it's just like I'm fine with chilling by myself, but it's just the fact that it was like a week and a half, and every fucking day, Monkey Gang, Who Wants to Play? I was like, son of a bitch, I got stuck in my fucking room with these drooly ass toddlers. Fuck. I was so sad, because I was supposed to be back here on Tuesday, but
yeah, because you're gone longer than just Tuesday.
Yeah, just got back today.
But yeah, so we were playing Valorant, and it was at that time of the night where like everyone's just fucking loopy and tired and shit, so everyone's goofing off and shit like that. And I just made the comment, one of the enemy teammates' names was Arby's Roast Beef. And for some reason, I was trying to read it, and I, like, in my head, and I had, like, a stroke mid-reading it, so I read it as Roby's Reese Beef. And that just became joke of the night, where it just spiraled out. And then we started doing Scooby-Doo accents, and then Lynyrd Skynyrd got involved, and it just went downhill after that. It was so fucking ridiculous. Oh yeah, and we were also making a shit ton of goblin noise. Oh, actually, it was me.
That's not me, that was you and Wemmy exclusively.
Me and Wemmy. Every single time we would like defuse the bomb, we would just go up to the mine and go.
It was so. It wouldn't even be when they defused the bomb. It would be like Will is the last person
That's what first started.
And yeah, just, but it was like it led to like someone would be the last person alive, and then here's Wemmy and Landon both in just. In Discord and team chat, like Valorant team chat, so it's echoey. I'm struggling right now. I don't know what is going on.
Look how fucking big my boy is getting.
Oh my god, he's getting so much bigger. Trey,
ginormous.
I think I'm going without a webcam today.
Okay.
Ooh, damn, we get women's face.
Oh. Great.
Yeah. Yeah,
stretch that cat.
You see his balls?
No,
they're gonna be gone in like 6 weeks.
How old are they now?
That's crazy. Like a year, right? Cats not can even get them so not early. I had to like... fucking wait, but then again, it's a smaller creature. I had to wait like 8-9 months for me to fucking chop Kelso's bad boys off.
6 to 8 months. Because they do a lot of developing in the 5 to 6 month period.
Yeah.
Because that's why you can always kind of tell when they like spayed or neutered a cat early is because they just look real small.
Yeah.
Cows. Fucking mind. Every time I go to PetSmart, like I went to the Humane Society too, and to see full grown cats that just look fucking ginormous.
Yeah.
There was a cat at the PetSmart that you work at, it said 15 weeks, but bro was like.
I think I know definitely, which one you're talking
definitely
about.
Definitely bigger than my cat, and he's like 13 weeks.
Well, a lot of it, they have to guesstimate because a lot of them are, you know, rescued. So they have to guesstimate as best as they can. So a lot of it won't be entirely accurate. But man, he's really going for it. That's a bad habit you're going to wish you fucking snuffed out months ago when he gets fucking bigger and he's able to take your whole fucking nail off.
He doesn't scratch like ever.
Oh, well, that's good.
He just bites. Like, you can't really like tell as much. I'm fucked up. Because, like, I know for safety reasons, I should definitely keep him in his carrier when I drive, but he just sleeps on my lap. So I typically just let him go because it is a 2.5 hour drive to get back here. But today, he was just being a fucking shitter. And I was, I've been. Like, I was telling Trey, I've been fucking going through it for a week and a half. It wasn't all, like, good shit. I've been, testing my patience on everything. And then just have this cat mauling my fucking hand.
On top of everything else.
Yeah.
Then again, though, the best feeling is when you're driving long distance and there's an animal asleep on your lap. Nothing else fucking competes.
Yeah, I was like...
Nothing else fucking competes.
This fucking guy.
No.
I bought a spray bottle because I was like, I'm going to fucking discipline this cat. And then I filled it with water and I went to spray it and it was just being weird. And apparently they make continuous spray bottles that it's just like a constant mist if you just keep spraying. And it's not a fucking spray. It's a mist.
A mist. Like, so that's not going to teach him anything. All I'm going
to do is make my pussy so wet. And like it's not gonna do anything.
Was that the joke you were building up this whole time?
He was building up for that one.
It just came to me.
There we go.
Hey,
that'll last for like 3 seconds.
Y'all make some duck lips. Let me see how big your lips are. Get real close. Get real close to the camera.
You got some pretty fucking big lips.
Yeah, I feel like my lips are kind of big. got your ass.
No, wait, really come back. I wasn't ready. Hi, Gene. Miss you too, buddy.
Hello.
Hi, Gene.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Why do you... You're doing, like, the butcher face from the boys. Like the smile he's got, that chaotic smile. Layden, have you watched that? Sorry, Jared, to cut you off.
What, The Boys?
The Boys, yeah.
I haven't even fucking... I've seen one episode of the show that... Of the... What was the show that they're all from?
The Boys.
Uh-huh.
No, before
Invincible. I don't think
there was one.
Yeah, there wasn't one. There was Invincible that was like after, but
where the original show that where Homelander is from.
The Boys.
The Boys.
There was a show that was before, wasn't it?
No.
I swear there was a show that had Homelander. Am I losing my mind?
The animated one? The Boys Diabolical?
No.
No. Or with not another show with Homelander.
Oh.
Bro's losing his mind right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Harrison's out.
I legit thought. Okay. Wow, okay. I legit thought, like, The Boys was a new show that came out after the original show, but I guess it was all just The Boys? Wait, it's just all The Boys? Always has been.
Always has been.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just woke her up from a nap, so she's going to be extra doubly pissed at me.
I don't have a cat with me, so I have...
But you're crying.
I just fucking lost it.
Fucking nervous. Nervous for the camera. Does not want to look at that fucking camera. You're not going to fucking embarrass me like what you did last time when you threw me across the room. Aww.
Yeah, so my aunt, who died because of her body riddled with cancer, she has a small white dog that my cousin now has.
Do you have to announce that she's
riddled? Every time.
Every time.
You know, the aunt who's absolutely fucked. So, Trey.
I don't like where this is going.
You know that building across from the high school and McDonald's on that corner by the light?
Yeah.
It's for lease for office.
I did see that.
There's also that lot on Main Street. I did look at that, but
are you talking about the one with the weird blue?
Yeah.
Precisely.
What the fuck was that thing?
I think it was just some factory.
Are
we gonna make that into an idiosyncrasies?
Gotta see how much it is and turn it into a fucking studio space.
Bro,
and...
especially because it's for lease. That's like better.
Yeah.
I love that song. Fear Elise.
525,600 minutes. That's how long it'll take to buy this fucking building.
I had to sing that for my fucking high school graduation. It fucking sucked.
That's cringe.
Yeah,
county
it's cringe.
County school.
We were gonna fucking sing a fucking Paul Simon song. And it was gonna be so much fucking better. And then
was
like,
it gonna be fucking Hello Darkness?
I don't know.
Sound
it
of
was,
Silence, because that's what they played at the end of The Graduate.
Fuck that movie, bro.
Well, they played. They
you
played
only don't like that movie because it's all Simon and Garfunkel songs.
Yeah, exactly.
They legit played every song all at the same time by Simon and Garfunkel at the end of The Graduate.
That's why they made you sing. Was everyone in choir or like?
Yeah, well, I was in the choir group.
Meant like at the ceremony that they had every fucking student sing.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
They held
too.
The fucking gun to everyone's head and like, if you don't fucking sing, you're gone.
Was it Bridge Over Troubled Water? It might have been Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. You're right.
Thanks, Jared.
Asking the two people who didn't go to your graduation.
Speaking of, I'm looking up Simon and Garfunkel. This merch is terrible.
Damn.
Oh my god, you cannot read that.
You're not supposed to.
It's a black shirt.
Yeah, you need to sit your white ass down and listen.
And it's got a bunch of like gray text, and then you can see an outline over that gray text saying "The Sound of Silence." You have to like do this to see what the fuck it says. It's the lyrics for the song. So imagine wearing that shirt and someone's like,
What's going on there?
That makes no fucking sense. What a shitty fucking shirt.
That's a clip.
Oh.
What time is it? 8:19. 19 minutes in. Clip. Thanks, Jared.
Yeah, those are my absolute favorite kind of shirts where, like, you have to, like, walk up to someone saying, what does it say? What is that? I don't fucking understand. Terrible merch, doesn't it? Are you good? You back?
I don't know. I need a new webcam. The cable in this sucks for one.
Cable.
But I don't know if it's also just like a USB port issue or what's going on here.
What kind of camera are you using?
I was gonna pick it up and show.
Show you something.
It's just a handy dandy second webcam.
My handy dandy webcam that's right here.
Well, it's just a your problem.
Logitech.
Is it the?
Yeah, it's that one.
Is it this one?
Which one's what's mine?
No, actually it's oh fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't risk moving yours. No, we're just gonna see Landon's face.
I'm just gonna have the podcast. This makes my head enormously round.
It's
round?
Round.
Round. I was gonna say large and round.
It's round like Roby's roast beef.
Roby's roast beef.
Yeah, I'm just using my old webcam because I didn't want to set up my actual camera.
Yeah, I got these like monitor stands, so they just rest on top of the monitor and then just leave
like
that.
On top of the monitor,
like screen monitors or
yeah.
Okay.
Say I was. I meant to
my monitors.
Bring my monitor stand back with me, and I completely forgot.
Don't you have the? I thought you had with your monitors the things.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? The arms. The arms.
Me.
That like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, these aren't. This isn't for holding my monitors up. Why would I be holding it right now if it's holding my monitors up?
It sits on his monitor for more shit.
It's a shelf to put stuff on top of my monitor.
Oh, it sits on the monitor. Yeah. I thought you were saying the monitor sits on that. I'm like, I'm so confused by this setup. It does not. Looks like it was not going to hold at all.
It wouldn't. It's two legs.
Exactly. That's why I was like,
Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like a router that got fucking smushed.
No, but I got to re-remix because I got my like my switch off to the side of the desk here and shit.
I have my bottom underneath my
desk. Speaking of, when is our Mario Kart Mondays? Monday? Not going to happen on Monday. It can't happen on Mondays, but we're having Mario Kart Mondays on Thursday. But yeah, I think it'd be nice if we start mixing in some new games in because I'm starting to get sick and tired of just playing Overwatch and Valorant, and then Overwatch and then Valorant, and then Valorant, yeah. Overwatch.
Vanguard.
I have Vanguard.
Oh, do you?
I bought it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should play that sometime then, too.
Yeah, I'm done. Who all has Vanguard? I know Will does.
Will.
Us, yeah, us and Will.
Yeah, I'm down to play Vanguard, Mario Kart, Fall Guys,
you do some other Smash shit. Smash as well. That'd be
Smash, I got Smash. That'd be fun. That'd be fun as dicks.
Switch in a long time.
Well, that's about to change.
I gotta get my cap card over here because I haven't brought that over here yet. But
well, you better go get that, Bucko.
Art of Captain America.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, get him out, man. Get him out.
Cut it out.
Fuck. Hate that shit.
A 4-ton gorilla with scientifically altered to be smart. Cut it out.
Somebody say peanut butter.
Did someone say peanut butter? Mountain gorillas thrive in colder climates. As a moon gorilla, I could use a jacket.
The earth tilted on its axis.
Yeah, that one I don't know as much. It's just us now. This whole stream is just going to be us doing Overwatch voice lines.
Hi there.
Hi there. Sorry for dropping in.
Honor, justice, right.
Did somebody say peanut butter?
Tick tock.
Trey, how big is your penis? Four.
I swear to God.
My dog barking. That's a joke I always learn.
Speaking of Pink Floyd, I've been listening to Pink Floyd recently. I said the song earlier. I said the two songs earlier.
20 minutes ago.
6 minutes. Yeah, it's 20 minutes ago. Speaking of, now that you say it,
now that you mention it.
Now we are mentioning it.
Have you guys heard the thing that Roger Waters said?
No.
About him, he was like, I'm not gonna dog on. It's not his actual words, but he was basically like shitting on Drake in The Weeknd by saying, "I make more important music." It's like, okay, dude, calm down. Calm down.
Like,
yeah. But then also this new favorite thing where a bunch of boomers, on stream, I get this is recorded, but one of my managers, not going to specify who, is sending me. She believes that I am conservative, which I don't know how. When I openly,
yeah, you know, the long haired hippie, you really give off conservative vibes.
Who thinks I'm conservative?
It's ironic. Gen Z is all about irony.
But yeah, she's sending me a bunch of stuff that's Pink Floyd and political because they're kind of tied, you know. Like you are sending this to the wrong dude and you were sending the wrong thing and you were sending the wrong message. Just fucking X's across the board, like, wow, okay.
So speaking love of boomers. My aunt who is riddled with cancer and fucking
damn God. It
she got, she was like 80 something, like 82, 83. She got
banned. And dying of cancer. And she's old as fuck.
But she got banned on Facebook a couple different times.
Damn.
And three different people in their like eulogies mentioned how she was proud of getting put in Facebook jail.
That's all boomers have to look forward to, is getting put in Facebook jail for their awful the shit takes. Exciting
part of the end of your life.
Imagine that being in your eulogy. Too many
Republican posts.
God, man, if I was able to see my own funeral and someone had a eulogy and was like, I remember that one time on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Don't,
I'm writing it right now. When you die before me, I'm going to speak at your funeral and go, yeah, you guys know Little Gay Boy 45. Crunchy Rocks was the friend.
And then you're gonna have your phone up to the mic. Just listen to this. No, I don't think you guys hear it. It's like closer to the mic.
Here, I'll bring out my Bluetooth speaker and we'll get it pumped.
Dude, no one get on stage yet. Hold on. I gotta do this. Man, my funeral is gonna be the shit. My
funeral's gonna be fucking sick, bro.
When my grandpa passed a few years ago, they had a service. But they had a service. And I don't know how anyone else felt about it, but the guy that got to talk, like, did 3 seconds of, like, talking about family and, like, my grandpa's life, and then at some point just started talking about his life in fucking Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I was like, whoa, where the fuck did this come from?
Someone really needs to fucking peer review these people's movies.
Took me out of the fucking service. I was like in tears and everything. All of a sudden I stopped and I'm holding back laughing. I'm like, where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, he was a really great man. Speaking of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It was Landon's like, apropos of nothing, speaking of Pink Floyd.
I could definitely imagine him writing that. Like, this guy's got like starting stages of dementia. He's like, I'm going to write my passing friend a sweet message. Man, 1986 was a good year.
Back in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Fucking threw me, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
We're gonna talk about you now. That's how this works.
Back in 1934.
No one knew this guy less than me.
I got this binder full of notes today.
That's how you should go. Pick a random stranger off the fucking street, give them a binder, be like, you have an hour.
You have an hour, study.
I bet that whole time people are like, I don't think he's allowed here. This guy does not.
This guy doesn't even work here.
This guy just walked in.
Stuff will be what sticks. So
yeah,
it's efficient.
Oh my god.
It's so fucking funny, the idea of someone writing a eulogy and not themselves. That's so
good. Yeah,
it's like, oh, that was a damn good eulogy.
That's so good. It's like, where did this fucking come from?
I bet they're even writing in cues like, oh, yeah, they're going to definitely clap there. Oh, man, a couple tears are going to happen right there. I bet everyone's going to have a standing ovation after my event that happened in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
How much am I getting paid for this gig again?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Damn, it's only 8:30. We've really been out of this for a while.
Yeah, we have. We're out of practice. Yeah,
we're rough. That sounded pretty good. That was a good bark.
I bark a lot. What can I say?
Yeah, you do.
I've been barking. You always got those dogs out, you know?
Oh, my dogs are out.
My dogs are out, and they're freezing.
My dogs are also out, too, and they're also on top of the fence. So I feel you. I'm rubbing my toes in between.
What was that, Jared?
Don't worry about it.
I saw that.
Landon, you're objectively a 10.
Like that photographer's before and after calling someone beautiful.
Yeah, look at him fucking blushing. I'm gonna screenshot that. I'll make a meme. Before and after calling someone objectively a 10. So gas prices, bro. Let me fucking tell you. No, bro, don't even get me started. So I was home for a while. I got gas. The lowest I got gas for while I was home was like $3.52.
Yeah.
I got back here. Across the street from me is $4.29.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Up in BG, like 30 miles away, not even, it was like $3.90. There was like, and even like across town, it was like $3.60 on the east side. And then the Speedway on like over by Ford. That was like $3.80. Like, I just don't get how there's such a discrepancy between the prices.
Right.
I did a delivery run today, and I was in Lima, and gas was like $4.30, something like that. I'm like, holy shit! It would really suck to live in the country.
I got it yesterday for like $3.40, I think.
Damn,
because Speedway by Kroger. They've always done 3 cents off a gallon if you have a Speed to Rewards card.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one by the highway.
Yeah, Linda knows all about that. School.
Oh, yeah. The Murphy USA. What can I say?
$3.99 here in home, at your home. Damn. Yeah, and that's like a good like 20, 30 miles away from us, too.
Yep.
I mean, I guess we have kind of a like spawn advantage with corporate.
Advantage.
Just live in better places.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, because I guess Circle K is a marathon one, and then marathon, obviously. So yeah, that would be because that's where I got it. So I guess that makes sense by that.
Yeah, and then cheaper. Just in terms of competing with local, right. All the other places you have to come down.
Right.
We're really talking about gas stations right now.
we're talking about the economy.
Fuck the economy. I want some hot girl shit, okay?
Hot girl shit. I know where you can
Let's talk about our hot girl shit. Let's talk about our hot girl summer. How has your hot girl summer been so far?
Bro.
Not hot.
I haven't done shit. big vibing. Going into my senior year of college.
Yes.
Graduating in the spring. Who knows where I'll be after that? I'm gonna kill someone.
Yeah,
preferably,
nice.
Preferably the enemy, but haven't decided who the enemy is yet. I have approximately 8 months to train.
Oh, speaking of time to train,
Train to Busan.
No, that's a good movie though. Daredevil, Born Again.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna talk about Marvel stuff, but I kind of forgot everything that was announced. So
so yeah, we got the Daredevil, Born Again. Daredevil is going to be in She-Hulk. He was in the She-Hulk trailer. We got Echoes, which is gonna have Daredevil and Kingpin, and then yeah, all the other shit. The Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars at the Phase 6 of Marvel. Like,
I'm fully prepared for all that shit to be delayed because something's gonna happen with the VFX artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna blow up in their faces.
Which, like, good for them. Like,
yeah, absolutely. They deserve it. They need all the payment.
That's what I always try to tell people when I'm talking about. Like, they're like, "What's your favorite movies?" I was like, "Well, I'm really into Marvel, but like."
And then they all turn around and run away.
Yeah, I was like, I have to be clear. Like, I love like real movies too.
Like Marvel, you know, pretty good.
Oh, have you seen Thor Ragnarok? That shit.
Yo, Endgame, nothing like it.
So okay, so
what do you mean? No, don't run away. No, it was it's the top film. It's Wikipedia.
So Thor, Love and Thunder, right? Top Gun Maverick. Did you watch it again? Because you went to the theater a couple times.
No, I saw Elvis.
Why did my thing turn off?
And then, yeah, so I went and saw Thor. That's when I first said the. And then I saw the Elvis movie.
Okay.
Wait, no, I watched something else. Oh, I watched Nope. That was the other one I saw.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
okay. Oh, is that good? I've been told
It was. It was okay. I'd say it's pretty on par with Get Out, where it's not like super scary. It's just kind of a little weird.
Which one was Get Out?
Where he goes to the white family get together and they like steal his brain or try to steal his brain.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that. I saw the other Jordan Peele movie that I saw was
Us.
Us.
Is that the one where they had the clones?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one. That was pretty good. I like that one.
Because Jordan Peele actually has Monkey Paw Productions now, which I think, who's the guy he has in all of his movies? It's Daniel...
I don't know his name, but it's the same Daniel guy Kovalia. Yes.
I think he is also part of Monkey Paw Productions, because I think he helped produce Nope. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
Because I know Jordan Peele has talked about, like, really respecting him as an actor, loving working with him and everything, but I don't know if he's brought him in as part of that, or if he just likes having him on.
Yeah, I know he helped produce it, but he said, he was like, he's the De Niro to my Scorsese or some shit like that. So they're definitely... But, like, I didn't think his acting range was fully explored in Nope as much as it could have been. It was just... But Kiki Palmer did a really good job.
I forgot she was in that too.
Yeah.
I need to watch it. I think I'll go watch it this weekend actually.
Yeah, it's pretty.
If I would have known you were watching that, I would have gone with you to watch that one.
Yeah. What the fuck, Jared? Really dropped the ball.
I was literally the only person in the movie theater. It was great.
Damn. Yeah, I was hesitant to see that one because, like, they showed a lot in the trailer. And, like, obviously, from the first trailer, I knew it was about aliens and shit.
Jared, what is that?
It's his paw. It's Harrison's paw.
Is it a paw? I can't tell. I'm blown out. I was like, what do you got?
Yeah, so, all the trailers that, like, the theatrical trailers, they made it seem kind of, like, funny, like, upbeat.
Yeah.
And then I saw one trailer literally the day before where it gave away, like, so much. Like, recent trailer kind of spoils the fucking movie.
It did. It showed the UFO. It showed everything. It was like, wow, that's just the whole movie in this trailer. Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot more like intertwined, deeper shit, but I don't know.
It's Thor Love and Thunder, worth watching, good or bad or meh? I think it's worth watching.
I liked it.
It's
as a standalone like Thor film. Like don't like go into it thinking, oh, it's just gonna connect to everything. Right. Like just go in it with the expectation to just enjoy watching a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 2005 Fantastic Four.
Yep.
Great fucking movie. Doesn't
matter.
Greatest
movie.
Yep. And you know what? I'll fucking say it. I didn't hate the new Fantastic Four.
I didn't either. The Fantastic with Miles Teller.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, I only watched it once.
It's not like amazing, but I fucking love the girl who plays Invisible Woman. So
I really like Miles Teller and Michael B. Jordan.
I really like the guy who plays the Thing.
That's true.
His name I don't know.
Yeah,
he was in Jumper with Anakin Skywalker.
Oh yeah, Hayden Christensen was in Jumper. Damn.
Good.
I've never actually watched that one either.
Fuck you.
I know. I was telling this to Maggie too, because like it's been a joke that like I do know things people are in. I've never watched a whole lot of movies. I just know people are in shit.
That reminded me, I need to do the Framed for today.
Yeah, Trey's just a human IMDb page.
I can't tell you. I can tell you what a movie's about and who's in it. Never fucking watched.
Never fucking seen it.
I only watch Star Wars.
Oh, are you talking about that one movie where that guy happens to be that one guy who's played by that one guy and then that thing happens? Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know what you're talking about.
So that's what it made me think, because I think I've talked about it, but frame.wtf, it's like Wordle, but it shows you movie frames.
Mm-hmm.
I get movies I have never seen pretty easy. But then there are some where like I'll go through all the frames. I was like, by the third one, if I know I've never seen it, I'm not even gonna attempt to guess. I'm just gonna go through the rest of them.
So have you guys done the Hurdle, the Spotify Wordle?
No, I haven't done that one yet.
That one's pretty interesting. It gives you like a second of a song, and you have to try and guess it, and then you can skip farther in and get more time of the song and guess it. That one's pretty interesting. I literally, like, the first time I did it was a song I had no idea what it was, and I skipped like three times. I still had no idea. I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna bother.
Is that on the Spotify? I've done that.
I was like, it was owned by Spotify recently, but like they just took it over, and people weren't happy about it because it like it's a lot of popular songs now, just like the Spotify tops stuff.
Yeah. Rain is weirdly good at that. We were playing that, and I was like, I don't recognize any of these songs, but there a lot of them were modern ones. And she's like, oh yeah, I know that. And it was like 0.01 of a second. It just goes, oh yeah, that's fucking Too Good to Be True. I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck do you know that?
Well, there's one. There's a guy on TikTok who started doing that. He's like, he's a teacher, and he like probably a few years older than us, maybe like 5-6 years older than us. So he plays songs from like our generation to these younger kids and has them try and guess. And one of them was like, try to guess just the first second by the first note of this song. And it was one note, and this kid just goes, Drops of Jupiter by Trent. Why the fuck do you know that?
Some people are just and good then, with that.
So... like I heard it, I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I could probably guess that too. That's a distinctive note.
So yeah, some I'm people just have that shit. Yeah. My mom is really good with that. Mm-hmm. But her thing is that she's able to hear like other songs in songs, you know what I'm saying? Like she'll hear like a certain lick or a riff or something, and she'd be like, oh yeah, this reminds me of this obscure 1994 cult hit classic that only played from this month to this month. I'll be like,
why?
Thanks. Great.
I'm good with like relative pitch stuff where if I know what a note is, like from playing instruments and stuff, if I know for certain this note is this and I hear it in a song, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's that fucking note.
Yeah. All
right.
I would say there's one of the songs that like came up when I was listening to shit. It was Meet Virginia by Train. And it's got a fucking melody that sounds exactly like another song, and I can't fucking place it, but every time it starts playing, I just start singing the other song, and I'm like, that's not it. That's a whole ass different song. But it's the exact same melody line.
Damn. Sometimes it just be like that.
It do be like that sometimes.
It do be like that. Gene, you hated the Fantastic Four with Miles Teller? Damn. Good one. It's a gritty.
Good standalone without considering anything that the Fantastic Four have ever done ever.
Yep. I was like, I think I would have liked to have more Dr. Doom screen time in that movie, but
say the guy that played Dr. Doom was in Black Mirror.
Yeah, he was. He was in the entire history of us. Yep. It's a season one episode.
Like, imagine just being able to block someone IRL and you just can't like see him.
That'd be insane.
I think we should thin the herd.
Ah. The Crypt Keeper is out again.
Just start slowly, like, what's the word? Subliminal messaging our viewers.
Your fucking Moon Knight activation suit just starts wrapping around your body and shit.
Nine benign homecoming freight car.
There's an orange old monkey song banana called Mr. Moonlight, and every time I hear him, Mr. Moon Knight, and like they really missed out on an opportunity.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Beatles song. That legit is their worst fucking song. It's got a shitty ass fucking organ solo.
Garden in the rain. Fucking love Octopus's Garden.
It's a banger. It's a banger. I love that song.
I was thinking about that song earlier today because there's an achievement in Astroneer called Astroneer's Garden. In Astroneer's Garden.
I wanted to update that. Have you done the rail shit?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's pretty cool.
I feel like it'd make actual mining a whole lot easier.
It does. So what I've been doing in that is like setting up the auto miner extractor thing, setting that up, and then making a rail, go to that, pick up everything, and bring it back to my base for me, and then I just unload it at my base. Oh, I love that. I might play that tomorrow. I recently went through, I finally got all of the beacons activated on all the planets, got the center satellite all finished up and everything. So I'm just trying to go through and finish up some of those last few achievements so I can, like, 100% it on Steam.
Say, every time I play again, I just start a new world.
That's usually what I do too, but then I saw that one and I logged in, and it was the one where, like, we had everybody for a while playing it. We were all just playing off that one. I was like, damn, we've got a lot of work done on this one. I know there's only like a few planets left to do.
Is that the one with the bridge?
No, I don't know what happened to that world.
Well, there's like two of them with the
bridge. There's two of them with the bridge. There's a
couple. And they're both gone.
And they're both gone.
That's my only work.
Because both of those were actual servers. This one was just one that I ran locally.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's the only kind of work. The only memories I have of playing that game was making two bridges to heaven and then also being stranded on the moon with Cody.
It's all I fucking remember. Crosses everywhere.
All of these, yeah.
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 I think this is the world with the crosses, because every once in a while I'll run into like a cross or like a penis just in the ground.
Hey, there's one where it was just something I was playing by myself, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to get to the fucking center. I walked to the center of the earth and just built the bridge underneath me because I didn't have a vehicle or anything. What a fucking...
I would say the trains would be cool for that as well now, too. Set up a train just to go down to the center of the earth. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm enjoying this game. I hope there's some more updates in the future, because it's getting pretty fun. I was talking to Ryder, and I want an actual base building mechanic of, like, walls and roofs, some kind of structure building.
Yeah.
Because right now people use the terrain tools to do that, but it's like, I just want, like, in-universe walls and things that I can put up.
PUBG?
Apex?
They don't build an Apex.
They don't build in PUBG.
Prove it!
I said Fortnite first.
Are we gaming after this?
We just got done gaming before this. You want to do more gaming?
No.
Okay.
I'm down to game.
I mean, just asking. Yeah, I'd be down to game.
We could play Fall Guys.
I mean,
Jared, oh, will you play Fall Guys? They changed it, actually. They updated it recently. So you can
Have it installed.
Install it.
You can do squads now. So instead of going in with a party and having everybody doing their own thing, you as a squad go and collect points. And so your squad can qualify or not qualify based on the number of points you have.
Interesting thing.
So if like if somebody's really good, like Grandma or Wemmy, you get a lot of points, and then you don't have to worry about just not going on to the next round with your friends.
I claim the Prime Gaming Fall Guys stuff every time I see it.
Damn. Maggie says that she's always down for gaming. So, how many people per squad? It's four people per squad.
Damn, looks like we have a full squad.
Got a full squad.
And we got a full squad.
Oh, Valorant Spray. Yes, please. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the Ego or Econ. Or Eco or Ego.
Those sure were words.
Yes, they were.
The nice. Econ or the Ego or the Eco or the Econ. Ego.
Ego, Egon.
Econ, Ego, Eon.
All guys, summer sing-along bundle. Let's go!
Let's go! Let's
fucking go!
Damn, maybe I'll stream some Fall Guys. Fall Guys Fridays.
Fall Guy Fridays. We're a bunch of fall
You
men.
Have a lot of faith in wanting to play this game more than 1 week in a row.
Yeah. It's probably we're gonna play maybe twice and then
Yeah.
I'd say we should just dedicate I say we just dedicate maybe Fridays just playing a random game.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean that's what we do pretty much anyway.
Except it's always Valorant and Overwatch.
Random, always ends up being Overwatch.
Random that doesn't include Overwatch or Valorant.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll make a wheel. We will make a wheel.
That's good. That's okay.
We should all download Splitgate too.
I have Splitgate.
I could download Splitgate because that's free, isn't it?
It's still free, right?
Yeah, it should be free. They updated it recently. Yeah, do you remember hearing the do you remember hearing the I don't know either. Do you remember the or have you guys heard of the controversy
referring to
where Spiltgate was paying a bunch of fucking Halo YouTubers to shit on Halo?
Yeah.
After the update and the update came out and then they started paying a bunch of this is better.
It was they were just like this is so much better than Halo Infinite, and then it would just be hashtag sponsored, hashtag ads, like
and the funny thing is too, the entire time like people are like commenting on YouTube and Twitter like that's kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
all of them got butthurt being this is just my honest opinion and the script was not written hashtag sponsor, hashtag ad.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, man.
But yeah, but no, it should still be free.
Speaking of Halo, I have unfollowed so many fucking people in the Halo community that I used to follow on like YouTube and shit.
Is like, there any ones that you're talking about in particular?
Eckhart's Ladder.
I don't even think I know that. That name sounds familiar.
He's got the Doge Dog profile.
Okay.
He wasn't so bad at first, but then like it was because I followed him because he did Halo and Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then it was like, he's one of them that bitches about the sequel trilogy any chance he gets, and any new update with Halo.
The people that are 37 and just can't refuse to see things change.
Yeah.
Star Wars puppet homophobic?
That's really fucking funny.
Because that happened like 3 days after I followed him on the car crash account.
Yeah,
what was
damn,
it?
What poor timing. There's a purple Star Wars puppet who would just like explain like Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, like he just knew
what happened in the movies, Easter eggs.
The guy knew a bunch of lore and like some of the old legends canon stuff, like stuff from like books and shit. So he would explain that.
Okay.
People found like his Facebook or something, and it was like a bunch of just conservative hot takes and shit and. So he goes on, basically did like a non-apology, and I never saw the video.
Mm-hmm. He deleted his fucking account.
Yeah, and then he took down his whole fucking account just so
quickly.
And he had
a pretty big following.
He did, yeah. And it's so, like, I knew who he was, but it's so funny seeing people outside of, like, that sphere of people who knew who he was. And it's like...
Wave back. Is that Erica? Hi, Erica. Landon, say hi.
What?
You bitch.
You bitch.
You know what I fucking said.
But yeah, it was so funny just seeing people outside of the community like reacting to that. Like, so apparently there's a Star Wars puppet.
and he's homophobic and racist.
Like, I saw a fucking Rooster Teeth video about it, and it was fucking Jordan Swerves, like, from Face Jam. react, like talking about it. Yeah. And he's just like, it's this puppet who does Star Wars lore, but he's racist and homophobic. And now all the other puppets on TikTok that don't do Star Wars content are like, hey, we're not racist and homophobic. It's so fucking funny. Like, it was a wild fucking week on puppet TikTok.
There's direct correlation between liking Star Wars and being homophobic now.
Weird.
Trey, what's your statement?
Oh, I'm
formal apology right now.
Severely homophobic. I'm not going to apologize.
He starts ripping off his fucking posters and stuff like that. Yeah. Starts hanging up his Star Trek memorabilia.
Everything behind him's actually a green screen right now, and you just see all this like 1945 Germany propaganda.
Fuck, I sent Trey's you a TikTok really into today, World War II. And it was like, who's a character from The Boys you most relate to? And then somebody stitched it and went, I really relate to fucking
Stormfront.
It's just Stormfront. Or like just showed a picture of Stormfront and then the guy goes, yeah, ooh, that's not good. Oh, God.
For our audio listeners, Stormfront was a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, Stormfront was a Nazi.
Who was literally married to Goebbels, right?
Yeah, yeah. What a good show.
I still won't forget. I've been told I look like two people.
Yeah.
One was Dustin Hoffman, current Dustin Hoffman, not young Dustin Hoffman. And I'm pretty sure it's because of my nose.
I need a reference photo.
Two, Heinrich Himmler.
What a fucking...
Look at my range. I can go from Heinrich Himmler to a beloved actor.
It's been Biden.
I mean, you've also been told you look like Heisenberg, Bryan Cranston, when you shave your head.
Yeah, but that's just anyone who has a bald head and facial
hair. Yo, someone really fucking called you a Nazi.
Yeah.
Weird. I've been compared. I can see him as like your grandpa. I wouldn't say you look like him, but I can definitely see him as like your grandpa.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Little Jared. Mm.
I've never been to Argentina. I've never been to Argentina.
There was one TikTok I seen. It was like someone talking to somebody and they're family worked in, it's like their family worked in Germany during, it was like, yeah, my family worked in Germany during 1945 or whatever. And it's like, oh, what'd they do? Well, they worked in the government. Like, oh God, no. This conversation is over.
Which government?
Which government?
It's like, my great grandpa, he died in Auschwitz. Poor guy fell out of the tower.
Poor guy fell out of a tower. I don't see that one quite as much.
This mein Grandpapa.
Mein Grandpapa.
Why no, stop learning
no
German?
No, little German boy. Don't show us your family tree.
Und.
Oh mein Gott. Oh mein Gott. This tree full of Nazi shits. This is what I can.
The German language is so funny.
God, imagine speaking English with an accent.
Imagine.
Weaklings.
Landon, I need you to know, I've had Little Gay Boy 45 stuck in my head this entire stream.
Okay, so I guess we should explain that then.
Literally is just like a TikTok channel that posts random videos, and then right at the end, it stitches all.
Yeah, it cuts them off.
It's back. Yeah, it's back. Did they make a new one?
Well, they made a new one, and then I saw the original, so I think they're back and have a new one.
Yeah, okay. So to explain exactly how we stumbled upon this, my thing now is that I will only send the most fucking, like, absurd or, like, obscure shit onto TikTok now. I've even like infected Maggie's TikTok inbox with it. Like, I will only send them the most obscure shit. And one of them was just a guy was like me living a happy day, or like me just scrolling through my For You page, you know, nonchalantly, and then looks at him in the mirror saying, "Little gay boy 45. I'm like,
"That's
the
one
is this?"
I got, and I saw that out of context.
Yeah. And I was like, "What the? I've never heard of this." So I go in the comments, and his own comment is yeah. "Little gay boy 45's comment is pinned. Yeah. Like, what is this? And I found a gold mine. Every video is the exact same. They'll just take like, "This is the coolest river I've ever," and they'll cut off black screen, "Little gay boy 45. And so I was like, man, maybe I should give Trey and Jared some context about this. So I sent them the first video, and then I sent them like five little Game Boy 45 videos. Oh, I was laughing my fucking ass off. Did you ever watch the one where he was boiling the bulbs?
No.
You haven't seen it yet?
You send me so many because I don't ever open them.
You need to watch it.
Send it to me again because I've opened all of yours.
Jared, have you seen the one where the guy was boiling the light bulbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Jared's just saying yes to get out of this conversation.
Because he also
it's a great video. A
Fall Guys TikTok. Says this is Zhao Ling, and
Zhao Ling,
or else his sister will be fucking burned alive.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it says fucking in every sense.
No free balls, Cam, bro. Stop.
All right, well, we ready to go play some Fall Guys now?
Are you ready to play?
Go I'll play probably some? Pass the stage. Mine isn't installed, and it's gonna take like half an hour.
Okay.
Lame ass. So
four and a half gig game.
I think Will has it.
I know Wemmy does. Wemmy might be home.
Oh, the other TikTok. Before we go, the other one where it was like, if I shoot you, you're in the clan. And the guy's like,
yeah.
Oh, come on. He's like, sorry, you're not in the clan. What the fuck?
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching. It's going to be it for this episode of Idiosyncrasies.
Let me find a tweet. Let me find a tweet. Let me
just steal someone else's content real quick.
Yep. Breaking Bad irony at Breaking Bad irony.
She let me hit it because I'm silly online. Idiosyncrasies.